Brother Charles, if you can go ahead and share what's on your heart and then just lead out in prayer. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Hey, thank you, Mo. So I've been recently reading again the account of King David's attempts to bring the ark back to Shiloh. The ark, symbolizing God's presence, had been out of the country for nigh on 100 years. During that time, the people had demanded a king, and Saul, noting for his manly stature rather than his spiritual character, was appointed. His entire reign of 40 years was at a time when there was no high priest ministering in the appointed way, offering the lamb's blood for the sins of the people at the mercy seat of God. The priesthood had little influence on the country. No judges arose to deliver the people, and the government was one of secular humanism, much like our countries of North America and Europe today. Truly, Ichabod was sitting over the nation, the glory had departed. All this time, the people knew where the ark was situated, but no leader had found this present need to bring it back to its rightful place. It remained at Kirjath Jearim under wraps. When David ascended to the throne, it would be another 14 years before he would call his leaders together. And then the 30,000 chosen men would attempt to restore the ark to Shiloh. The story of the initial failure is well known. Having heard that the Philistines had moved the ark successfully upon a cart drawn by two milk cows, David decided to improve upon their method and prepared a new cart to be drawn by experienced oxen. It will always be this way. When the people of God try to bring about the purposes of God by imitating the methods and ways of the world, it will always fail. The oxen will stumble, and the judgment of God will be seen rather than his glory. David returned home and brooded, fearful and confused, while the ark was carried aside into the house of Obed-Edom. God blessed Obed-Edom and all his household, while many in Israel mourned. Now for his second attempt at restoring the ark, David prepared himself by reading the scriptures concerning the tabernacle and its furnishing. There in Numbers he read that the ark should only be borne upon the shoulders of the Kohathites, sons of Levi, and never upon the ox carts of the world. He therefore did two very significant things that I want to point out this evening. He firstly prepared a place where the ark would rest in Jerusalem, and then he prepared a people. The Levites of the family of Kohath were set aside and sanctified for the task of bearing the ark upon their shoulders. You all know that story. And I just laid in my heart that in preparation for our conferences in Atlanta and Greenock, we need first to challenge the believers there to prepare a place for the presence of the Lord, and waging even now spiritual warfare against the principalities and powers over those cities, and seeking to walk in the unity of believers for which Jesus prayed in the night he died. Secondly, and more importantly for us who are in prayer these weeks before the conferences, secondly, he prepared a people. Let us prepare ourselves. Our preparation time is now, if we would see the return of the glory of the Lord for which we all yearn. The land where we dwell is a dry land, desperately needing floods from heaven. We are a thirsty people, longing to drink of living waters. But are we a sanctified people, among whom the Lord would be willing to manifest his presence? Let us not come to these places in October and November unprepared, but may we individually spend much of the intervening time in intimate fellowship with the Lord our sanctifier, making sure that when we come to these conferences, we ourselves are not hindrances, but manifest in his glory. I'm reminded of another great man of the Old Testament, Moses, who longed to see the glory of the Lord. The Lord sent him that he knew Moses' name, he knew his character, he knew he could trust his revelation to this man. Then Moses was told to go away and prepare himself. We need to be a people prepared before we come to the presence of God. And then in the morning he prepared himself and presented himself to God. And there in the mountaintop God revealed his name and his character and his glory to Moses. We long to see God reveal his character to us. And we come to these conferences in Atlanta and in Greenock, longing to see God manifest his glory. But we need to be a prepared people, a sanctified people, and now is the time of preparation. David returned to Shiloh with great celebration as the ark finally was carried home. It is believed that as the priests carried the ark into Jerusalem, they sang some of the Psalms, and Psalm 24 is one of those thought to be written for that occasion. I'd like to read that Psalm. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Yes, O Lord, of the generation of them that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O gates, be lift up the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, even lift them up the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Lift up your gates, Renoch. Lift up your gates, Atlanta, that the King of glory may come in. And we as people will prepare ourselves for that day. O Lord, are my hands clean? Is my heart pure? I'm aware of so many things I do that may not be clean before you. So many things that alloy my heart's desire. Please, Lord, purify my heart. Make me unalloyed with affection for things of the world. Purify my heart. May it be as gold, pure gold before you. Lord, for all those who will speak at the two conferences in Atlanta and Glenrock, set us apart in preparation that you sanctify us by the washing of your Holy Spirit, so that in those days they may not be seen or heard, but your presence and your voice might be manifested among us. Prepare those places, I pray, and prepare us, your servants, that the glory of your presence may be seen again in these lands. I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, who died for us, that gave his life for us, that we might become your children. And we are so thankful to be your children. We cry unto you this day, Father, we are so thirsty to know you more. We so long to see you manifest yourself among us. Come, Lord, prepare your people. Purify our hearts. Cleanse our hands, we pray. We offer ourselves before you now, in Jesus' name. Amen.